the country's drug buying agency Pharmac has received its biggest increase to its medicines budget ever, with $191 million to be spent over the next 2 years. Fiona Tolich lives with spinal muscular atrophy. It's a disease which causes progressive muscle wasting. And she's part of Patient Voices Aotearoa, which is a collective of patients, caregivers and advocates who've campaigned for better access to drugs for people with rare diseases. She's lobbied for years for a drug, and I'm going to try and get this right, called Spinraza, to be funded for children. So we wanted to get her thoughts on the investment, and she's been very kind to get up for us now. Kia ora, Fiona. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good.
So how do you feel about the funding boost to Pharmac?
To be honest, I feel deeply disappointed. And I know that that sounds silly because it sounds like a lot of money, but when, you know, $569 million went to scrapping cars and, you know, as you said, $191 million went across 2 years on additional medicines, it's not great. Pharmac set itself last year to just to clear the wait list of medicines, it needed $417 million a year increase, and that's its priority wait list. There are still another 280 medicines making their way through their very slow process. So what we're talking about in real terms is some people will now have a greater opportunity to live and others have been picked to die.
So the drugs that people are going to miss out on for treatment, mm-hmm. is there a pathway for people to be able to get those?
Well, when you look at some, no. So if we just look at Spinraza, for example, the list price is always high when it comes to rare diseases because that's their starting point. There's a small population, but it goes through the same process. I think it costs like $1 billion to put a drug through trial. And when you've got, like in New Zealand, there's just 35 children with that, the cost gets split between a small number. Mm. And Pharmac's process is always about the greatest number of people, and Andrew Little sort of said that in his speech, ensure as many New Zealanders as possible benefit. Well, 35 kids is not that many, so we always seem to miss out.
Yeah.
If the drug is not funded, neither is the administration of it, and Spinraza is given intrathecally, so even if you manage to raise money to get the drug itself, the hospital won't cover the cost to get it in your spinal cord. So you've got to pay the anaesthetist, you've got to pay the surgical room, you've got to do all of that. So it's out of reach for families when, you know, they're down to a single income because their child becomes high need.
So really you would need a private insurance, so pretty much that's the wealthy that manage to do okay out of this.
Even private insurance does not cover things like rare disease. I've got private insurance. I can't access it through my insurance. So even if your diagnosis comes after you take out that policy, you wouldn't get it. Same with a lot of cancer medicines. There's this misconception that you would actually get funding for that through your insurance. But the reality is that's not the case unless you've got a specific cancer policy, which many New Zealanders do not have, because most of the insurance policies cover Pharmac funded stuff, not unfunded stuff. But there's this big misconception. So again, it's only the really wealthy who can afford those policy add-ons or even know about them or can afford to access the drug themselves.
Yeah. Well, look, Fiona, thank you for being up this morning and also just explaining that to us as well in the audience, so we don't have to go through the pain or the, you know, the, I guess the outlook that you have.